Alakablam.
How does one say Alakablam?
In Mexican.
That's right, Abe.
America's closed. Welcome to the super duper secret salt class. Because this is it's like way early in the morning. This is the earliest I've ever done a stream in my life, I think. Well, lads, got it. I was sitting there going, I was telling Zolkwin, I was like, yeah, we'll just do a quick show on Monday. She goes, on Monday. I said, yeah. Yeah, we'll just do a quick one. Right? We'll do a quick one. There's a sex joke in there. There's a quickie sex joke in there somewhere. Don't make it though. I'll arrest you. Anyhow, she said, but it is Cinco de Mayo. And I said, oh shit. But that's why I was gonna do a secret soul cast. And she goes, well, when are you gonna do it? I was like, I don't know. Around lunchtime, she goes, we're going to be drunk. That ain't going to work. My chica's fucking legal, boys. So we getting shit housed. Anyway, on to the restream.
What's going on?
It's 12:26 a.m. Ever eaten. On the moon. But boy, I've got a lot of people. I saw this guy was all upset. Where's my Joe Pantoliano? He's like, oh no, man. I heard that Donald Trump's kicking out the swarmies. What? The Dago Wops, bro. Oh, not yet. I don't know. I mean, maybe next. You might be Joe Pantoliano. You're not legal?
No, man. It's super duper scary, bro. I gotta get out of here, man.
Okay, bye. Listen, I already got you. I got you in The Matrix and I got you in The Sopranos. Both of these things are 30 years old at this point. Nobody cares. Goodbye. Sopranos Bad Boys star. He's in Bad Boys? Isn't that the one with Will Smith?
Bad Boys.
He wants to move to Portugal. I love all these people leaving to places that, you know, why don't you go to Namibia, Rwanda? Why don't you go? They don't like you in Portugal, right?
This guy's going to go to Portugal. He's going to be like,
where's the warm water-o? Yeah. Sounds racist. Yeah, I turned the spigot on. And only mud comes out. And they go, see? Yeah. No. Like, I don't need a spigot for mud. All right? Considering there's no sidewalks or pavement or asphalt in this place. So there's plenty of mud. I need water. And they're like, no. No. What about electricity? I'm flicking this switch over here. And the only thing that's happening is termites and cockroaches are pouring out of the fixture. So, light? No. No, senor. Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to go back to America. No, fuck, you can't now. No. No. Once you leave, we cut up your passport. Yeah, once you leave, you start going on social media and telling everybody that you're going to leave because this place sucks. Yeah, that's when we start revoking. That's when the State Department get real busy. State Department get real busy revoking citizenship. Yeah, you can't come back now. Now you can't come back.
Oh. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I know, I can't drink beer this early.
What is going on over here? Let's go. What is this?
I don't know. Is he part of the lesbian army? What's good?
Oh, is he talking? Is there video of this? Oh, I want video. Oh, you teased me with video. Oh, you teased me. I wanted the video. Damn it.
Got all excited. Nothing better than these idiots reading. Anyway, what are they all upset about, boys? Well, we got to go. You got to go where? You got to leave. You got to get out of this country.
Well, I'm going to leave then.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Nobody hates us more than CNN, boys. The CNN, in an attempt to take down Donald Trump, said, you know what we should do? What should we do? Let's humanize the cartel.
Hold on, what?
Hold on, what now?
Yeah, Donald Trump sucks so bad.
Okay, where are we going with this? We'll bring on part of the Sinaloa cartel and have them tell everybody how much Trump sucks. By the way, how'd that work out for you idiots? It's a question. Just a question. The guy over here at CNN who put this together, revoke his citizenship. Every aspect of this is insane. So here is a clip of CNN bringing on the Sinaloa cartel in an attempt to make Trump look like the bad guy. Okay.
What's your message to Donald Trump?
Oh, I wanted to play that one last. I wanted to play that one last. Oh, no. Oh, no. You messed it up. CNN, I hate you. I hate you, CNN. All right. I should have played it. I should have. Listen. You don't speak robot, so you probably didn't hear. They disguised his Spanish voice anyway.
An area of the city that is still very dangerous. After weeks of trying, our contact here on the ground has managed to secure a meeting with a member of the cartel who's involved apparently in the production of drugs.
I hate you, CNN, so much. I hate you so much. Boy, the cartel killing all the wrong people, boys. No, no, that's mean. We went too far. We went, that was too, that was it. Anyway, look, I don't want the Sinaloa cartel to kill anybody, let alone CNN propagandists. This chick's stupid, by the way. She's like, oh, I'm going to go interview the Sinaloa cartel because Trump's a stupid Nazi. You're lucky you didn't get killed. You're stupid if any of this is real, which are most likely. Listen, you're sitting there going, there's no way that this is real. But they leave. The entire end of this whole takeaway here is that the Sinaloa cartel respects Donald Trump. Like, it just got blew up in CNN's face. Kabam! So here's CNN, and they're like, Let's go take these ardent murderers. Let's go take these people that murder scores and scores and scores of innocent Mexican civilians during their turf wars, during their drug wars, during their human trafficking wars. Let's go take these people while they're whipping up a whole bunch of fentanyl to kill Americans. And let's go interview them and see how much Donald Trump sucks. Holy balls! Holy balls, what sane country allows a media operation to produce propaganda like this on the public airwaves to disseminate against its own citizens? Which sane place does that? Because it sure the hell isn't sane. Wow. Wowee. This is crazy. Damn.
This man is talking to us on the condition we hide his identity and location.
Can I pull up a chair?
No.
He says he produces fentanyl for the Sinaloa cartel.
How safe or dangerous is this area to be in?
Right now, all areas are dangerous.
I mean, according to the Trump administration.
This is wild! This is wild! Excuse me, how dangerous is this place? Because stupid asshole Donald Trump says super duper dangerous.
Yes, it's super dangerous here. You're in a lot of danger, you stupid idiot.
Oh my god, but Donald Trump sucks! Did you guys think this out? What is the brain trust over here? Who? How many people said, this is a good idea? We should do this. Wow. Yeah, but Donald Trump's stupid. Don't you hate Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is severely impacting our ability to flood America and kill small children with fentanyl.
Yeah, but Donald Trump sucks. Wow.
They sided with, they're doing the meme. You guys are siding with terrorist organizations because you hate Trump. Wow, we got to do one more minute of this.
You are a terrorist. I mean, the cartels have been labeled a foreign terrorist organization. What do you make of that?
Wait,
the situation is ugly. But we have to eat.
What's your message to Donald Trump, if he's watching this?
My
respect! Why did you put this on air? Am I getting got? This only helps him. This only helps Trump. This only helps Trump, and this only hurts CNN. Maybe if we all took a bunch of crazy pills, we could probably get the perspective of a maniac, mentally ill lefty. But in what way could you possibly spin this that this is good for the anti-Trump movement?
She says, don't you want to kill Trump? That stupid Trump? Maybe send him a message. Maybe you kill his kids. He's got grandkids. Kill his grandkids. He said you're a terrorist organization. Oh, Donald Trump. Doesn't need you a terrorist organization. He's got small children. Here's their addresses.
Holy balls. CNN is a military, oppositional military regime. They need to be arrested. Drone strike CNN, Billy, is what I'm talking about. If I, these people love saying, make a choice, man. Make a choice, man. You got to choose sides, man. You got to choose sides. Dude, you making me choose a side between the Sinaloa cartel and CNN at this point? I'm choosing the Sinaloa cartel.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump got to bomb one of these institutions over here, the Sinaloa cartel or CNN, bomb CNN. CNN way more dangerous than the Sinaloa cartel. No. See, the Sinaloa cartel is operating off of how much might can we utilize to make right in our pockets, right? The Sinaloa cartel is, they're not insane. They're taking advantage of the CIA running Mexico. That they're taking advantage of the situation. But you start blowing them up, you start blowing up some of their fentanyl production facilities, they'll be like, whoa. They'll start backing off. CNN's crazy. CNN is a bunch of crazy, mentally ill, ugly lefty chicks, and they are perpetuating propaganda secretly and subvertly to destroy our country from the inside out. This chick's running a protection racket for fentanyl runners. This chick running a protection racket for human traffickers. While telling everybody how great they are. Sinaloa cartel, they try to over-amplify how bad they are. CNN is trying to downplay it. If one of these institutions needs to be drone attacked because they're a terrorist organization, if Donald Trump is like, oh man, that Joe Biden gave all of our weapons to Ukraine, so we've only got a limited supply of drones to blow up terrorist organizations. I'm sitting there going, well, move the Sinaloa cartel down a few notches and move CNN up a few notches. We're going to need a bigger graph, boys. That's crazy. That's it. Just pull it. Oh, man. These Monday streams honestly lessens the salty withdrawals experience. Sunday through Wednesday. Caffeine junkie. Thanks, brother.
Appreciate it.
But there you go. So there... They're up the left wing right now. They're upset about all kinds of. They're upset about the mom. By the way, I think the N-bomb mom. I think that's done. Where are we at? Okay, no, it's not. Whoa! Oh no, it's at $666,000, boys. Right, we can make hay with that. But they're all mad at her. They're mad at the N-bomb mom, and they're mad at the White House. Making a MS-13, not a Maryland dad. Where is that? Do I still have that up anywhere? They're mad that the White House Twitter account. Yeah, here it is. You can't just deport people. You can't. Shut up. You idiots cheer on the drug cartels. Yeah. We don't care what you boo. We don't care what you jeer when we see what you cheer. And you guys are cheering on MS-13 gang members in our country beating their wives, trafficking humans. This is who you're standing up for. So yeah, if you're mad at Cinco de Mayo tweets where Donald Trump is wearing a Mexican hat or Cinco de Porto, you're mad about Cinco de Porto memes. You idiots are running a protection racket for the drug cartel. Yeah, you don't have any room on any type of moral superiority soapbox, you idiots. You stupid idiots. Make like Joe Pantoliano and leave. Leave. Get out. Get out while the getting's good. Get out while you're allowed to get out. We'll do some more on Cinco de Porto, but we got to take a look at some other cowards. We were giving out coward awards last night. You might not have noticed because I don't know if anybody cares about this coward anymore, but here he is. Whoa! Speaking of revocation of citizenship, here's another candidate for Cinco de Porto. He's still around, by the way, telling everybody, I'm super duper full of courage. I'm sorry, what now? Sorry, what? Courage? You say porridge? You're full of porridge? That makes sense. No, you said, oh, that doesn't make any sense. Courage. Mike Pence, boys. Mike Pence, come on down. Come on down. What you got for us? this guy over here. What did they threaten this man with? And some people are saying, what do you mean what they threaten him with? Well, I don't know. He's kind of at the JFK. He's getting the award at the JFK. Listen, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but I'm just sitting there going, he's getting a courage award at the JFK Center. The Kennedy family surrounded him. Yeah, I don't know. Might be a message, might not be a message. I have no idea. But here's Mike Pence. And he's got a tweet for us. Former Vice President Michael Pence, honored by the Kennedy family in receiving the JFK Profile in Courage Award. For what? What was so courageous? Well, you might not have known this, but much like a lesbian Audie Murphy, boys, on January 6th, Mike Pence single-handedly tipped over one of those militarized police APC carriers, and he took out a pistola, and he shot dead all of the Donald Trump Nazi fascist supporters that were trying to get their way with Nancy Pelosi's floppy titties. What the hell? I don't understand this world. This doesn't make any sense. These people were pissed off that election was stolen. Oh, are you thinking election was stolen? You're thinking election was stolen? That's a threat to democracy, and we'll arrest you. You're not allowed to question whether or not election was stolen, because this is America. Clearly, you couldn't steal an election here. That's all you idiots are saying right now. That's all you idiots are saying right now. No, no, now you're allowed to question elections again. Hold on a second. Whoa. 2016, I could question the election results. Yes. 2020, I'm not allowed to question the election results. No. 2024, I'm definitely allowed to question election results again. Yes. But this is just like fascism. No, I think we just pulled you idiots out of fascism. You stupid moron leftards. All high on your college degrees of worthlessness. The people who stood up to Big Pharma. The people who stood up to big media. The people who stood up to the big banks and the Fortune 500 corporations, the people who risked everything, we pulled you out of the jaws of oblivion when we should have thrown you in. Yeah. Stupid idiots. So, what did you do, Pence? What did you do? You scuttled the actual investigation, right? I don't think that people are saying, you know, he turned on January 5th, right? He was given a sign or something. No, he was never investigated. This dude was never, ever, ever accosted by the deep state. So I think Mike Pence was, I don't think Mike Pence is part of the deep state. I think Mike Pence is a diaper that the deep state utilizes and uses. I think the dude was placed into Donald Trump's administration
before Donald Trump's administration became an administration. But there you go. Oh, he's so courageous. So courageous. You said 1 p.m. left coast time, you bigot. It's not even 10 yet. I know, Poto. I know. I miscalculated that it's Cinco de Mayo and my wife, you know, we got to celebrate. And I'm not going to... Listen, maybe it'd be the world's best show. Oh, oh, I love you guys. Oh, I love you. Oh, oh, I love, oh, is it my case? Oh, oh, yes, I'm so sleepy. I'm so sleepy. Oh, it might be a great show. Who knows? But
yeah, I miscalculated the alcoholic intake of Cinco de Mayo, brother. Sorry. Sorry, Bono.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Here we go. Wow, 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 wow. We've got Mike Pence, his courage. No, courage would have been standing up for the 70 plus million people that voted for Trump who got their vote robbed. Here's Mike Pence 2 days. 2 days before, was that, January 4th.
We all got our doubts about the last election.
Of course.
And I want to assure you, I share the concerns of millions of Americans.
No, you don't.
Voting irregularities. And I promise you, come this Wednesday, we'll have our day in Congress.
No, we won't.
We'll hear the objections.
No, we won't.
We'll hear the evidence.
Nah, no, no, we won't. You'll just shoot a woman. Yep, some windows will get broken. Some ugly feminists will scream. And a bunch of American citizens will get kettled. They will get assaulted with less than lethal munitions. And then they'll get set up in maybe one of the biggest entrapment events that this country has ever seen. And then you will strip away their civil liberties and you will keep them in solitary confinement for years. You will hold them in detainment for years before you even charge them. Wow! Sounds like a whole bunch of actual civil rights being thrown right out the window. And every single leftist right now is screaming about an illegal alien, El Salvadorian gang member who broke into our country, right? They're worried about his due process. They're worried about his civil liberties. But they were absolutely silent on everything that happened on January 6th. And the entire thing was predicated upon this man's weakness. That is, everything with the left is the opposite. They are Satanists. It's the left hand of lesbians, boys. And he got a courage award because he has no courage. He could have stood up and he could have said, oh my God, there's no way that dude got 80 plus million votes. There's no way. That's impossible. This is dumb. But no, he said he took his 30 pieces of silver and he hung American citizens out to dry. Now, a bunch of them dead now. Bunch of them dead. Bunch of American citizens dead. This dude right here ruined their life. Because he lied to people. That's 2 days before January 6th. Now listen, if he would have said, no, I'm going to screw all of you over. All of the Trump supporters, please come on in, everybody. Everybody, come on in. Come on in. Come on in. I'm a dickless scumbag, and I'm going to screw you over. Yeah. So that's what's going to happen here. So don't bother coming down to January 6th. There won't be a number of congressional investigations into the severe irregularities of the largest election of all time for a dude who couldn't get three people in a parking lot. No, I'm going to hand this over to the deep state and I'm going to screw Trump over. He didn't say that. If he would have said that, that would have been a little bit of courage. No, he said, I'm on your side. I love you long time. And in a vacuum and with hindsight, you clearly see that he's a scumbag. The problem with January 4th, 2020 over there, I guess it would be 2019. I don't know how time works, boys. How does that, no, it would be 2020. He's coasting off the vapors of Donald Trump. So he's still got a whole bunch of Donald Trump. I so trust Donald Trump
when it comes to fighting against election thievery, that this dude benefited from Donald Trump's gigantic, huge anti-election fraud aura. But boy, you look at this now and you go, you son of a bitch. Revoke his citizenship, kick him the hell out.
Well, how could we have known, boys? How could we have known? Well, I don't know.
I'd say a bunch of people in the chat are going, no, I knew he was a snake. I knew Mike Pence was a snake. Pence is Latin for snake. He didn't fool me. Well, where are you at now, Mike? Where are you at now? Oh, I'm getting a courage award. I'm getting a courage award. You got any extra of those for Nancy Pelosi and Jamie Ratskin? Because they're venerable people, says the NPR. By the way, NPR big mad. NPR big mad. We're getting rid of all of you. We're flushing all of these turds. All of your misinformation turds. Propagandaists. You're all getting flushed. And Donald Trump just announced he's going to defund NPR. We're going to defund NPR and we're going to defund PBS. Are you guys big mad about that? You know they are. No! Whoa! That chick looking haggard. Oof. Oh, no. She got a very serious face on right now. That is one angry lesbian, boys. We got all the hot lesbians are on our side. It's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. You can go. Watch this. After Trump ended taxpayer funding for leftist propaganda networks, PBS, their CEO says, children will now not have access to a full array of resources. I doubt. I'm sorry, what now?
The president tweeted or socialed or truthed, Republicans must...
So you don't know? Can we just back this up? 6 seconds in. I mean, we're 6 seconds in. Every aspect of this. The mainstream media press is a weapon of propaganda. We gotta go through this real fast. I know. I feel like, honestly, I want to hear the clip. Shut up! A President Blump, all right? He telegrammed, or he wired, or he like Morse code. Maybe he scratched it in his poop, or he stole you, You see what she's doing? You see what she's doing? She's pantomiming. This is more theatrics from angry lesbians who are ugly, so they won't be on television unless it's news. That stupid Donald Trump. Stupid idiot Donald Trump. He's so stupid. I don't even know how he conjured up this tweet. It's on your paper. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not on the paper. She's reading a script. And so she's... Yeah. No. Look at...
The president tweeted socialed or truthed, Republicans must defund and totally disassociate themselves from NPR and PBS, the radical left monsters that so badly hurt our country. I have to tell you, I heard monsters and I thought of Cookie Monster.
Well, that's because you're stupid. Yeah, you might want to get that checked out. Yeah. Republicans, by the way, it says right there. Where did this come from? Truth? It's in the corner right there. See? Maybe you should watch some more Sesame Street. You don't know how to spell or read, you dumb bitch. Truth, right there. Anyway. Republicans must defund and totally disassociate themselves from NPR, PBS, the radical left monsters that hurt us so badly. Monsters? I thought of Cookie Monster. Well, because you're a moron. Yeah, you're stupid. What are you talking about? Yeah, so real ugly chicks at CBS. They sat in a foul-smelling, tiny office, probably full of cat fur and cat turds all over the floor, and they said, listen, Donald Trump truth, we need to tie this to Big Bird and Elmo. How do we do that? Well, it does say monsters on it, and there is a monster in the Sesame Street.
You mean the Count? No, we can't associate the Count with this because he's awesome.
Yeah.
No, the Count's got testosterone.
Yeah.
No, we need some other really gay character.
Monster! That's like the way I eat the cookies!
Let's run with it. You're all idiots. You're all idiots. They're gonna wax on for an entire segment about, oh my god, Cookie Monster. What about kids? What about kids? Well, they won't have access to this anymore. So you're concerned about children being able to read and write?
Yes. That's why we need NPR and PBS.
You have hundreds of thousands of children across this country in a wide variety of Democrat-run public school systems. They're graduating. So they are eight. They are adults, and they cannot read. They cannot write. And if you throw a letter in a mathematical formula, their brain explodes. Because they're like, that doesn't...
That's a what? Whoa. Excuse me, Miss Christina, there's an X in my math. This doesn't make any sense.
Aren't you graduating next week?
Yes, I'm graduating next week.
I thought I did too, Sesame actually. Street, and I thought of that children's programming. Right. That stupid. Is in many, many ways what people think of when they think of PBS.
Absolutely.
Is that impacted too?
Absolutely. Yes. And out of this executive order, we believe it impacts our funding out of the Department of Education, which is a 30-year program that has supported the not only the creation of many of the children's programming that you see on public television, but also the research that we do to ensure that that programming is not just safe and enjoyable, but that children, after watching, come away with understanding of basic letters and numbers. Half the kids in this country are not enrolled in formal pre-K.
That for great, great. You talk to any mom or dad that homeschools out there. Oh my god, we better give PBS. We better give them, I don't know what, billions of dollars a year, or how are kids going to learn the alphabets?
If you want to teach your kids alphabets. Alphabets. If you want to teach your kids the alphabet, let's say they're two. Get some Play-Doh and get the letters that you stamp into the thing. Your kid will pick up the alphabet at a far greater expediency than any of these kids in a public-run kindergarten. Your kids will be spelling in Latin well before any of these kids in a public education system figure out the third letter of the alphabet. This is insane. You got to give us billions of dollars. We need billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. We'll hold these kids hostage. We'll hold them hostage. Right? Give us billions of dollars. No.
No. No demons.
Eftard Pett said that American people were not his concern.
Yeah. Oh, I should have pulled that clip up, Crash, when Trucker questioned him. Yeah, brother. Thank you. But I wonder is there like a Google trend line for Sesame Street?
I mean, is Sesame Street at all relevant? It's going to go up today because people are sitting there going, hold on a second, we still pay for that? We're still paying for Sesame? That thing hasn't been relevant in 30 something years. So there they go. Children's program. Yeah, they want to teach your kids to be gay commies. It's our boy Meme, boys. Meme the left.
Oh, yeah.
The NPR lesbians also upset. Oh my god, does this impact children? Okay. You're both high propagandists.
Did they come up in your job interview? Like, do you see a problem? Congressman, thank you for the question. No, they never came up in my job interview.
You're a rabid progressive. Do you not think it's a problem that your political leanings make it seem to the American people that you're not biased and that you're not doing your job? Because you agree that your job is to have journalistic integrity, right?
Absolutely, but there is a strong firewall between the newsroom and anything that I...
Let's talk about the newsroom. You have 87 registered Democrats, not a single Republican in your editor board. So, I mean, how does that work to give us the perception that you're doing your job of actually delivering unbiased information?
Well, I would agree with you that number is a concern if it is accurate. I do believe that we need to have journalists who represent the full breadth of the American society.
No, you don't. Again, by the way, that was in March. Now that you've got this angry lesbian in front of you, you want to circle back? Hey, by the way, you know, months ago you said that it was a gigantic concern of yours, right? Look at your pouty face. I'm so concerned. Very concerned about all of your editorial staff being flaming lesbian lefties. Yeah. So it's been a few months. How many of those people have you fired? Yeah. How many Republicans have you hired? Well, we've hired a number of them. Oh, okay. Hold on a second. What number? Zero? Zero is a number. Trump, if you want to blow up CBS, I'd be fine with that as well. Again, jokingly, of course. I'm talking about Jewish space lasers being utilized or something like this. Allegedly, of course, in Minecraft. Again, I'm just joking over here. But I do want their licensing pulled. How long are we going to let these people broadcast this? CBS is broadcasting this on airwaves that they don't pay for, right? At a certain point, you got to sit there and say, nope, deporting all of you. We're going to deport your licensing. Now listen, NPR and PBS, don't worry about it. It's just full of lefties. You guys should be fine with paying for that. No, we're not fine for paying with that. Here's Glenn Greenwald. He's talking about how, you know, if you just watch Fox News, you're just as indoctrinated as MSNBC. Glenn's got a real bug up his butt lately. I don't even mean that in like a... That's definitely going to be construed the wrong way. Anyway, Glenn, let's talk about that for 2 seconds. If you just watch Fox News, right? Fox News, and boy, you got me stumping for Fox News, which are a bunch of assholes, as far as I'm concerned. When Tucker Carlson was on there, if you're listening to Jesse Waters or Greg Gutfeld. Usually what they're making fun of on their channel is what MSNBC is saying. MSNBC is telling you that there is a Maryland dad. All right. He's been kicked out, unjustly so, by this Donald Trump Nazi fascist regime that's busy building concentration camps for blacks. No, none of that's true. None of that's true. And then Jesse Waters would be like, these people are maniacs. The dude's not a Maryland dad. He's an MS-13 gang member. So MSNBC is taking CIA talking points, and it is trying to make news out of whole cloth propaganda. And then that's what 80% of what MSNBC is. And then 20% is them trying to dunk on Fox News. And Fox News is the inverse of this, by the way. I'm not saying Fox News is good, by the way. I'm just saying Fox News. No, when every single broadcaster is flaming leftist, it's easy to make money by just not being a flaming leftist. That's what Fox News is at. But anyway, what I'm trying to get at is MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, Huffington Post, all of these outlets, they get marching orders and talking points, which is why they print up the same article. All of them. If an event happens, they all have the same exact article. The whole thing. Almost word for word verbatim. It's a script. It's a script. It's handed to them. Anyhow, here is NPR. And NPR, according to this,
is leaning 87% Dem. Why would I pay that? Why would I pay that? Why would you ask 76 plus million Americans that just won an election despite all of your rigging? You go look at us with a straight face and say, listen, even though you won an election, even though you overcame a rigged election against all of our propaganda, all of our voting machines, all of our mail-in voting, all of our imported Somalis, even though you were able to overcome the election, no, you still need to, we're still going to rob you through taxes and force you to pay for your own propaganda. No. No, hell no. No. That's dumb. Look at that. And that might be generous, by the way. that who knows? Might be generous. But what about Cookie Monster? Well, learn to call Cookie Monster. You're fired. By the way, nothing stopping Sesame Street from running. Why doesn't ABC buy it? Yeah, put that in the morning. Yeah. Instead of running this this garbage nonsense that you guys run on your platforms. So she's big mad. Good, stay mad. Stay mad, lefties. They're all upset. By the way, did you see this this big fight? Here's AOC, somebody who didn't have access to Sesame Street, which is why she's so stupid. No, come on. That's mean. Well, the world's mean, AOC, the world is mean. They're telling you that she's going to run for president. She's going to run for president. She's got the backing of Elmo and Big Bird. She's going to go for it. Here she is at her town hall. And remember when all of these propagandist outlets like NPR and ABC News and the angry, ugly chick, shut up, Margaret, we don't care. And they were like, every time there was an outburst at a town hall, they were like, spotlight. And again, these were lefties. Every single person who threw a fit at a Republican town hall had a left. And they were shaped like vegans. And there was always a camera there. Boom, 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 boom. And then all of these media outlets ran with it. Like, look at these Republican town halls, man. Republicans have had it. Donald Trump, it's over for you. Your base is turning. Not a single person is upset. Not a single person that voted for Trump is upset. How could you be upset? You're getting, for the first time in modern history, you're getting everything you wanted. Everything he ran on. Every campaign promise. Every rally speech, every single one of his policies is reflecting that. Now, you might not like the pace. You might want more arrests. You might want more deport. You might want more, and good for you.
Please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore.
But there's no way 76 plus million people with an overwhelming mandate who are getting everything they wanted are like, no, I don't want what I want. I'm crazy like a liberal. I'm mentally ill. I'm mad that I'm getting what I wanted. No, this is what I voted for. But anyway, shockingly enough, guys, the mainstream media press doesn't want to talk about inorganic haranguing at a Democrat donkey show.
Really hard to defend. And you don't even know what you're doing about the genocide in Gaza. You don't have more.
First of all, you ain't fooling anybody, Chica. Is she pregnant? I don't know the gestation rate for Puerto Ricans, but she's been putting weight on for months and months and months and months. And by the way, this is definitely going to be a baby born out of sin because she's not married, right? I think she just has a an engagement to that man. Anyway, you're not hiding anybody with the AOC. You put a lot of weight on. That's okay. I'll wear all black. Yeah, that ain't gonna work. You just look like an orca from here. That's weird. But hey, how come you guys aren't running with this? You guys are talking about Cookie Monster.
Oh my God. Will anybody think of the poor plight of the marginalized and oppressed Cookie Monster? What? You guys are running all those videos of Republicans being harassed. That was fake and gay, by the way. This one's real. This is the Palestinian mob that your left wing has created is eating itself alive over here. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And you're not going to show this? Can't show it. Can't show the infighting. Oh, that's weird. It's almost like you're a propaganda. Nailed it. Yeah. Propaganda network. Cookie Kang. Thanks, Ozo. That's weird, man. Wow, it's weird. It's weird. No, it's not weird at all. These people are insane. So AOC, NPR, Cookie Monster. I can't wait for Sesame Street to tell me that, oh, no. Remember that Mexican Muppet?
Deported.
Why? Well, the Mexican Muppet didn't have its document. So it was an illegal Muppet? We were going to play this game? And it was gay. Oh, no. Oh, no, guys. Oh, no. Oh, no. I can't sleep at night. Not knowing the future of the poor Mexican Muppets. I toss and I turn. I toss and I turn. Oh, what's going to become of my illegal alien gang member, wife-beating terrorist organization linked to Muppets? No, actually, I'll be fine. Single de Porto.
We couldn't walk around saying valedictorian, straight-A student, you know, speaks excellent, has excellent diction if you give them a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, we knew very early on that no one was going to see beyond the color of our skin at an early age. And that could get you in trouble.
Yeah. I mean, when you...
I guess we're on the grievances tour of whatever is going on with this family. The dude looks like a chick and the chick looks like a dude. This looks like something out of Anderson Cooper's Family Man. But Michelle Obama, she couldn't afford to make ends meet. I'm sorry, what now? Yeah, when she was living at the White House. All right. She almost starved. She went without basic necessities. No tampons. Yeah, I don't think she needs them. To be honest with you, No, seriously. So hard. She's somehow worth $76 million. I mean, if she's worth $76 million now, I'm thinking maybe that second term. This is, you dumb idiot lefties who keep hyper-focused on Elon Musk because he's a billionaire. That idiot's almost a billionaire. That idiot's closer to a billionaire than I am to a millionaire. But no. Big Mike, just like us, it's so hard to beat Big Mike. Oh my God, look at the color. These idiots all went to prep schools. Obama, the gay dude went to a prep school. This man pretending to be his wife went to a prep school. They went to prep school. That dude went to a prep school in Hawaii, man. I mean, they're trying to tell me he could get. There's this infamous video. I think he's campaigning to be president, and they're doing an interview with like Barbara Walters, and Michelle's sitting there going, Barack's gonna get killed pumping a gas. Where? In Bel Air? What are you talking about? On his way to his Ivy League college, this poor oppressed black man, he could get killed. What's that? What is going on in this interview? This doesn't make any sense.
You talk about that fear. I'm sure that fear has been tested across your life in so many different places. And I wonder, what would you say has been the most hardest recent test of that fear? Because it's not one of those fears that you kind of get over and it just goes away. It kind of shows its head in many different ways, I imagine.
Well, in this current climate for me, it's, you know, what's happening to immigrants. You know, so it's...
That doesn't happen to immigrants. What are you talking about? How crazy is it that we operate in this world where this idiot is going to say, oh, listen, I'm super duper scared. All right, think of what's happening to the immigrants. Nothing's happening to immigrants. You want to be a little bit more specific? What immigrants are you talking about? Are you talking about the illegal aliens? Yeah.
Because there's a mountain of difference between an immigrant and an illegal alien. Why do you care so much about why are you losing sleep? This chick is telling you that she's losing sleep over illegal aliens. Remember when her dipshit husband destroyed your health insurance? Remember when he destroyed your businesses? Man, they didn't lose any sleep over that. She killed a chef in her backyard, allegedly, of course. Didn't lose any sleep over that. But these poor illegal aliens, oh man. This propaganda is lame. It's just lame. I'm offended by how lame this propaganda is. This idiot isn't poor, and this idiot don't care about illegal aliens.
It's not the fear for myself anymore. I drive around in a four-car motorcade with a police escort. I'm Michelle Obama. I do still worry about my daughters in the world, even though they are somewhat recognizable. So my fears are for what I know is happening out there in streets all over the city. And now that we have leadership that is sort of indiscriminately determining who belongs and who doesn't, and we know that those decisions aren't being made with courts and with due process, and, you know, that it's being made like this cop that pulled my brother over.
Oh, well, how's your brother alive? He's black or coupled more. Everything you said was stupid and wrong. Everything you said was just a propaganda point. Every single one of them. People are not being indiscriminately. It's very simple. Are you in this country legally? Are you here legally? That's all any country asks, by the way. Are you here legally? Oh, well, you might be kicked out if you're an American citizen. No American citizen has been kicked out. Some American citizens are leaving because their parents got deported, right? There's two-year-olds, there's four-year-olds. Nobody knows where dad is at. Thank you, lefties. The mom's been deported, and the kids can either stay in America with anybody, by the way, with a dad, with an aunt, with an uncle, with any legal citizen, they could stay. They're American citizens. But the mom who's been deported is saying, no, I want to take them with me. So now they're leaving. But they weren't deported. They weren't deported. No American citizen has been deported. He knows this. He knows this. He just hates Americans so much. If you are an obstruction to this idiot's power and pay, this person hates you and will say the world's most ridiculously stupid. This is weaponized misinformation that they constantly complain about Arsite talking about. The Maryland dad, they say he's a Maryland dad because they can't say he's an American citizen. They have to use some other name. They got to create some new nomenclature for, oh, Maryland dad. But is he legal or is he illegal? Well, he's a Maryland dad. Yeah, I don't care about that. Why do you keep saying it that way? And look, they keep changing when they're going to kick somebody out. They might kick you out if you have a tattoo. No, if you have a gang-affiliated tattoo, and your gang-affiliated tattoo has to be one that has been designated a terrorist organization. So there's a handful of gangs, MS-13, the Sinaloa cartel. They've been designated as terrorist organizations. If you've got gang identification that associates you with that terrorist organization, and you're here illegally, yes, then the process gets expedited. The Maryland dad had two immigration court hearings, two of them, and he was told to leave in both of them. He got his due process. Way more due process than her chef got. No investigation into that chef. Nobody wants to figure out why they kept lying. They said they weren't on the island. They said, okay, well, we were on the island. Okay, but you weren't at home. No, we weren't at home. No, you were at home. You guys were there. Why are you guys lying? Criminals. Yeah. Hey, Salty, thanks for the midday laughs. Thanks, Drunk Jack, brother. Thank you. Chief Wahoo says, what up? Go drink margaritas with MAGA hat and see Code de Porto with FBI girls. Thanks, bro. Cassandra is dropping 5 sub bombs in the chat. Thank you, man. So, by the way, what's hilarious about this is that her husband deported way more people than Trump. And people have been pointing this out. Hold on, you guys want to go by numbers. Don't get me wrong. These are fake numbers, right? These are turnarounds. Anyway, but now it's an inconvenient number. O'Biden, Joe Obama, these people, they deported way more people because they were trying to make it sound like they were enforcing the border. So they rolled. If you come to the border and or you get caught at the border and you're just told to go get back on the other side, that counts as a deportation. They changed the definition of deportation under Obama to make it sound like he was actually enforcing the border. If you roll up to the border and you forgot your driver's license and you got to go back to the hotel, that's a deportation, right? So the numbers were through the roof because they were trying to pretend that they were enforcing the border when it was obviously wide open, which is why, again, they told you it was the most secure border of all time. And now they're telling you, well, how are you going to kick out 50 million illegals? Hold on, what? Hold on, what? Hold on, what? Do you eat? Can you? How does your brain not question that? How does your brain go, oh, look at you stupid Nazis. How much is it going to cost to kick out 50 million illegals? How'd they get in here? How did 50 million illegals get in here? How did California is one of the most population density states of the, that's as many people as are in California. You're wiping out, this is like 50 seats in the House of Representatives, man. So now they've got it. Now they got this weird situation where they got to come out. And they go, well, it's even though Trump's deporting less people, it's way worse. Hold on, what? The dude with the dead. Look at who we're being lectured to, Abe. Look at who we're being lectured to. This dude had a dead intern in his office. We're going to take a lecture from a dude with a dead. How many dead interns you got in your office, chat? Huh? Dudes? None. None of you. Lady Dixon, how many dead interns you got around you? Huh? None. None. How many of you got dead chefs in your backyard? Huh? None of you. This is insane. This is wild. They ain't taking a lecture from you idiots. Five? Somebody check in on Zemex.
Rev, that in the Biden administration, when you had 5 million people coming across the border illegally over, you know, a couple of years, much easier to have those deportation numbers up because so many illegal immigrants were coming in. Now the border's quiet.
Right.
And so, again, as we predicted beforehand, it is extraordinarily expensive deport people.
I don't care.
This wasn't going to be as easy as it would have been during the Biden administration because, again, 5 million were let in illegally. Mm-hmm. They're at the border. And that's what Barack Obama did with his deportation.
This is insane. Well, it's different now because the border shut down. Okay, hold on. Dude with a dead intern in his office. Let's stop for a second because I'm confused. For 4 years, you told me it was impossible to enforce that border, right? Well, listen, Kamala Harris, the border czar, who's not a border czar, of course, she's got a tough job because, you know, there's so many factors, right? It's impossible these days to really, like, shut down a border, so you just got to get used to all of those images of caravans of 10,000 plus people coming over routinely. I mean, there's just so much. It's impossible, man. I mean, what are you going to build walls? Walls don't work. Walls just be racism. Okay. Less than 100 days into Trump's. Okay, well, now nobody's coming. So he fixed it? In less than 100 days, he fixed what they couldn't fix in 4 years? And then you're going to try to lecture us from the position of the people who couldn't fix the border in 4 years? You don't get a say anymore. You shut the hell up. I mean, this is wild that we're being lectured to by the world's worst people. What is going on here? Feels like I'm taking crazy pills. You're not gonna. How did he do it? I think we should take more advice from the dude who just did the impossible, right? Look at this dude, this racist Donald Trump. But anyway, listen, it's harder now. It's harder now, why? Well, because like the border's shut down, right? When there was like 5 million people coming over the border, it was like easier. It's easier when first of all, fuck you. I don't trust that 5 million. It's way more than that. But okay, let's play this game. So it's easier, right, for Biden to do it when he incentivized people to break into our country than he flew them into the interior of our country. What? Huh? No, arrest these people too. Add MSNBC to the terrorist organization list, Trump. I want Trump to go full steam. I want the Sinaloa cartel. I want them on like a number 20. But MSNBC, you're number 5 on the terrorist organization list. This is just the world's dumbest propaganda. Cassandra's again, thank you. No. Donald Trump. He goes, well, it's going to be way expensive now. I'm fine with that. Defund NPR. Defund PBS. Defund the Department of Education. Shut down all of these worthless federal organizations that are just stealing our money. Hey, here's the thing. The FDA and all of these places that will take lobster and put them on treadmills. Yeah. We could stop doing that, right? All of these test studies where we're killing, they just shut down. Guys, remember when Fauci was killing beagles? I guess they've been killing beagles up until yesterday because they finally shut the place down yesterday. Yeah, let's not do that anymore. Oh, well, how will we know which drugs are safe? Again, I just watch you guys poison a ton of people in my country with your safe and effective. None of your stuff makes it. I don't trust nobody. No reasonable person at this point trusts the CDC or the FDA or the WHO. Yeah, so we don't need to dump any more money into those. No. I want to check real quick, but Sesame Street is not even public TV anymore. Oh, really? It's only through stream. Are you kidding me? Is that real? Anyway, Donald Trump, it's going to be so expensive. This is the only thing I'm fine with my government paying money for. This is the only thing I'm sitting there going, government's taking my money for this? I'll allow it. That's like the only thing.
To you. So Fox News can report exclusively that DHS will announce today that they're going to start paying for the commercial flights of illegal aliens who self-deport from the U.S. And on top of that, they're going to pay them an additional $1,000 stipend once they're confirmed to have left the country. Now, DHS says doing this is going to be significantly cheaper for the American tax.
Yeah, listen, there's going to be a lot of people go, hold on, Sam, I want to pay them $1,000. Guys, that's way cheaper. We're going to get a bunch of dumb people who didn't watch Sesame Street, so they can't math. They're going to be like, I'm going to get $1,000? Yeah. All right, well, I'm out of here. Okay, well, let us know when you're in Juarez. Let us know when you're back in Juarez. Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'll just jump that border again. Nah, this is a completely different border. No, yeah, how different could it be? I'll give it a shot. See what happens. No, way cheaper. Crazy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sneak in here and we'll get you. You better not get it. Whoa. Sigo de Porto.
What the fuck is going on?
What do you mean? It's ice. Ice again. I'm even fine with ice buying chargers. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Hellcat charger. Red eyes. Get yourself. Listen, you guys might have to chase somebody down. Make sure you get the red eye. Go for it. I can't believe they're using undercover people. Why are you confused by this? You're not allowed to use unmarked cars, man. Why? We use unmarked cars all the time. We use plainclothes cops all the time to arrest people. Wait, hold on a second. This is what you're upset that this is happening to somebody who broke into the country? Dude, we use unmarked cars and plainclothes cops to arrest American citizens all of the time. Nobody has a problem with any of this. What is going on? This is crazy. Oh my God, man. That's not fair. It's not fair to the people behind you. You're taking the criminal side? Can we arrest the chick in this car too? We're putting together a list, boys.
Putting together a list.
So, I am looking forward to the continued Donald Trump ramping up, revving up, making America great again. So much so that let's end on this over here. Here you're going to watch the oppression Olympics. We're heading into a summer of real stupidity out there, lads. I'm getting ready to make a lot of views. I'm going to get a lot of this summer is going to be real stupid. The racial oppression Olympics is going to be through the roof. And I think the biggest victims of this are going to be Latinos and black people. And boy, they're going to go at each other. So they're like, no, this is my oppression Olympics. No, it's mine this year. You guys had 2020. Oh, no.
If you come into this country illegally, you are going home. Simple as that. We do not have unlimited resources.
I think a lot of Americans
take care of other people.
There's a hell of a lot of people other than the black people who were brought here as slaves who came to this country illegally.
There are not the same as black people who were brought here against our will.
That's exactly what I just said. I said there is a lot of people
other than the black people. There is a big difference.
That's exactly what I just said.
Share Michael and Anna.
Look and act indignant. That's exactly what I just said.
It's not about acting indignant.
Let me just hurt Share Michael.
Look at that chick's neck. I guess she stopped her Ozempic, by the way, because she immediately ballooning up like something from the Thanksgiving Day parade over here. And that neck looked like a deflated football. You in trouble, sweetheart.
I think you actually misheard what she said. No, he purposely misheard.
She said,
So now you're in my
brain. Michael, listen to me for just a second.
Is that where we're going?
I will say I will have advocated for black people my entire life and say something like that.
Congratulations. Last time I checked, I'm black. You're not.
Okay, Share Michael.
That's right. I'm Latino and my people are being racially profiled.
It is.
And do I have to remind you the history of my people?
That's so good. Oh man, put Ben Shapiro on the panel too, have him start squawking as well. What about my people? Oh man, you gotta get a Palestinian out there. Oh, what about my people? Scott Jennings sitting in the back with a cigar. Scott Jennings just eating it up. Yep, I don't care about any of this. This is, we in for a hell of a party, essays, and I hope you enjoy yourself tonight. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a part of the secret stream. And enjoy your, from whatever aspect you want to enjoy, your 5th of May, all right? I'm going to go get hammered. I hope you do. Thank you so much to the mods moderating this madness on the secret stream. Thank you to Von Saltander, Salty D, Alien Testosterone, Jim Russell, Kelsey Cade, Cotton Ministries, Rapid Alaskan, Adrian, CEO, Supreme, Shrew, Gospel, Nugs, Infected, and Reality 101. And if you're watching this on the website, thank you so much to our sponsors over here. First Amendment Tees, Necroland, KIR Ammo, Space Force, Chepo Team, and Tallow Dream Cream for keeping the Web Zones page Google AdSense free. All right, everybody. Thank you guys again. It was a blast. I'll see y'all on Wednesday. Don't drink today. Brother. Brother. Is Corona part of Anheuser-Busch? Am I okay with Corona? Or do I gotta make a margarita? do I gotta make a mixed drink? Maybe some Mosaic Cuervo? Gotta do it, boys. All right? Gotta. All right? Give me some alcohol and taquitos! No Draco. Oh, no. Oh, Modelo's good. I like that. All right, everybody. Thank you for being here.